story, a song, and some words from the book that's the world's bestseller. When 17-year-old W.P. McKay left his Scottish home to attend college, his mother gave him a Bible in which she wrote his name, her name, and a verse of Scripture. College was only the beginning of a lifestyle which saddened his mother. At one point he sank so low he pawned the Bible to get money for whiskey. His mother prayed for him until she died. Eventually McKay became a doctor in a city hospital. One day, a dying patient asked for his book. After the man died, McKay was curious to know what book could be so precious, and so he searched the hospital room. He was surprised to find the very Bible he had pawned years before. He went to his office and gazed again at the familiar writing, noticing many pages with underscored verses his mother had hoped he would read. After many hours in that office, McKay knelt and prayed to God for mercy. The doctor, who had been known for his hardness, was changed into a humble, thankful believer. He became a new creation in Christ. The book he once treated so lightly became his most precious possession.
Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, whither shall I go? O Jesus, could I this believe, I now should feel thy power, and all my wants thou wouldst relieve in this accepted hour. Author of faith, to thee I lift my weary
then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Those are some verses from the Bible, the world's bestseller. It's one thing to say good things about the Bible. It's something else to read it, study it, and meditate on it. The Bible does not need to be rewritten. It needs to be reread.